Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every year, at the end of a year and going into a new year, it never fails that all of us find ourselves thinking through what the year has been and trying to anticipate what the year is going to be. And I get that. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we can not recognize that there's some things in 2017 that really are a part of 2018. Some things aren't. But I want to help us to recognize that in God, it's all a continuation. Say a continuation. Okay. What the calendar does for us is give us something to work with in terms of planning, in terms of schedule. The scripture says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So there is wisdom, and it's prudent to be able to have a sense of calendar, have a sense of weeks and months and even years. That kind of planning. I also believe that when we are good stewards of that we can pray and we can begin to ask God, help me to have a sense of, I talked about this morning, feeling versus sense, have a sense of what you're doing. So I want to share with you tonight some thoughts around what I believe God has helped me to have a sense of what he's going to be doing in 2018. Now, every year, there's always the sense or there's the thought of pressing into the whole thing of the numbers. And I believe there's significance even in that. And so as we look at 2018, one of the things I did is I began to read through some different books and things around numbers and the biblical significance. And I got a little concerned because when I started reading about the number 18, the first thing that I read is that the number 18 represented bondage. And I was like, okay, now how do I, you know, see, you always wanted to be something you can work with, you know. 18, it was bondage. And I said, okay. So I'm like, okay, clearly the writer of that was not Spirit-filled, or clearly the writer of that wasn't. So, okay, I'm thinking all kinds of things. But here's the thing I love about God and I love about the Holy Spirit. If you will allow him to allow you to see it through his eyes, his perspective, it's not always what you see on the surface. And so I just found myself pressing into it and not getting stuck around it, because what I found is, no, there's something quite specific that God wants to speak to relative to bondage in 2018. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But let me talk a little bit about the number 18. I'm going to speak to you from three different numbers that will help give some context to the 7 points or thoughts that I want to give us for 2018. Now, they're not in any particular order, and you don't have to try to take notes on it. We're going to make it available to you. We'll get it out on our website, and we may even post these on Facebook as others are pressing into what God is saying for 2018. But when we look at the number 18, it says the significance of the number 18 in the Bible comes from its symbolic meaning for bondage. Again, I was really excited about that. After taking possession of the promised land, the children of Israel were in bondage to several nations and people before Saul was made king. See, sometimes we don't really know all of the history or the backdrop, so we can't really appreciate some things as they're brought to us. But when they came into the promised land, they actually found themselves contending for the land. So they found themselves, if you will, in bondage as they're navigating through and coming into the place of the possession of what God had for them. And it says that they were oppressed for 18 years. They crossed over, but there was 18 years. Even after the land was divided up, there was still this 18-year period that they found themselves navigating through all of the ites that were in the land. And it was during that time that Joshua established for them their various territories. But if you remember, they each had to subdue it conquer it for themselves. It was during that time that they also had judges. They had 18 judges. So they're in bondage for 18 years. They have 18 judges, and they had the 18 judges until they had their first king, which was Saul. Now, if we remember correctly, and I believe we do, God never wanted them to have a king, but they wanted to be like the rest of the people. So in the number 18, there is a correlation with a place of bondage or coming out of bondage, okay? So that's kind of like the not so good news concerning 18. But here's the good news, 18, and I want to take two numbers that help us now, one being the number 10 and the number 8. Now, we all know what the number 8 means, right? What's number 8 mean? It means new beginnings. 8 is the symbol of new beginnings. It is associated with resurrection, with regeneration, the beginning of a new order of things. A new order of things. Say new beginnings. New beginnings. The number 8, we can track it all the way back to Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, says he stepped from the ark into the new world to begin the race, as it were, anew. There were 8 people with him. There were 8 that were saved. I was doing some reading about that, and it earlier today we talked about living in the realm of ridiculous faith, and I found myself thinking how ridiculous Noah looked. How ridiculous Noah looked, because the scriptures say that it took him 120 years to complete the assignment before it started raining. Now, most will say it took 120 years to build the ark, but when you really study it out, they think that it only took about 75 years to build the ark. The rest of the time was gathering the food, gathering the animals, and getting everybody in the ark and every animal in the ark. But set aside whether it was 120 years or 75 years, how many know that's still a long time to be going along and thinking, and you're the only one, you're the only one who's got this revelation. The number 8 speaks of new beginnings. Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old. One of the things that I love about God is he knows everything, and he knows everything about us. Those who are in the medical profession know that in the natural development of the human body, it's not until the 8th day that the blood is able to coagulate. How many of y'all knew that? Just wave your hands like this. Yeah. Which meant that for Isaac to be circumcised, it would have to be 8 days. God knew that. So God told him, you need to wait 8 days. The circumcising of the flesh represented a doing away with the old and putting on, or putting off the flesh and putting on the new. 8 is significant throughout the scriptures, and it speaks of that new beginning. Then there's the number 10. Say 10. Now, you and I know in mathematics, you can put all kind of numbers together and get 18, like 3 plus 15 or whatever. But I wasn't trying to go that deep, y'all. I'm just trying to get a sense of what I believe God is saying for us. And what I found is this, because you see, the number 10 speaks of the perfection of divine order. It speaks of the beginning of a new series. So when we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But the 10 is really the 0 with a 1 added to it. That's the succession. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at the 1, 10. Now you're in a different series. Are you listening to me? From 0 to 9 completes one cycle. The beginning again, we put the 1 and it forms a new cycle. Hear me. The number 10 denotes perfect or perfection of divine order. But the divine order that it talks about here implies responsibility placed on man. 10 denotes man's responsibility to God. So God speaks to man, God speaks to Moses, and he gives him how many commandments? He gives him 10 commandments. He gives him 10 commandments, and those 10 commandments are to be walked out by man in response to God. Man has 10 fingers, 10 toes. They speak of capacity for action, for moving. But listen to this, but capacity also implies responsibility. Responsibility brings corresponding judgment or reward, all of which is conveyed by the number 10. Now, so think about this. In the parable of the talents, what were they? They were 5, 2, and 1. The guy who was the most responsible was the guy with the 5 talents that ended up with 10 talents. Exponentially, because of his disciplined responsibleness, he arrived in the place of double what he started with. Is this making sense to you? Come on, y'all staying with me here? Okay. In the Bible, the number 10 is used 242 times. The designated 10th is used 79 times. And 10 is also viewed as a complete and perfect number, as is 3, 7, and 12. In Genesis 1, we find the phrase, God said 10 times. It's a testimony of his creative power. God gave 10 commandments. And when we speak of the tithe, we're talking about the 10th. And it speaks of our trust and faithfulness to God in our giving to God. There were 10 generations of man who lived on the earth before the flood came. Noah was that 10th generation. When you take 10 and you take 8 and you put them together, you get 18. And so I want to submit to you that 8, yes, it represents new beginnings. However, this is an altogether different new beginning that we're in now. For 2018, what God spoke to me was, he said 2018 will be the year of kingdom expansion. It will be the year of kingdom expansion. Say that. Kingdom expansion. Say it again. Kingdom expansion. When it speaks of expansion, it's talking about the increase of territory. It's talking about the expanding. Listen to me. When we talk about advancement, a lot of times we're thinking like this. But expansion is like this. It's not just this. It's like this. 2018 is a place of new beginnings, but they're going to look very different. 2018 will be a year of kingdom expansion. We will see and hear more about the kingdom of God in this year than in previous years. Many will have an awakening to the reality of the kingdom of God and move away from theological and denominational constraints to embrace the reality that there is more that God has for us. It's the year of kingdom expansion. The Greek word translated as kingdom is basileia, B-A-S-I-L-E-I-A. It appears 140 times. 109 times in the Gospels, 8 times in Acts, 14 times in Paul's epistles, 2 times in Hebrews, once in James, once in Peter, and 5 times in Revelation. When John, the cousin of Jesus, showed up, that was his message. It was the message of the kingdom. As a matter of fact, it was the message of our Savior. It was the message of the kingdom. John came to bring the message that the kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God has arrived. And the thing about the kingdom is eternal. Say eternal. Eternal. It's eternal. It means it's everywhere. It's everywhere. But when John showed up, born 6 months before Jesus, by the time he's sharing his message, he knows that Jesus is already walking the planet. And so he's saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And I'm saying this to all of us as we enter into 2018, and particularly if you're joined to this house, this will be the year that you will have opportunity to manifest the kingdom of God in your affairs like never before. God is going to give you opportunity to establish his kingdom and the manifestation of his kingdom in the places where he has set you. 2018 is the year of kingdom expansion. Now let me give you 6 statements as to how I believe, in part, it's going to happen. I don't have all of it, I just got a part of it. But when we talk about kingdom expansion, this is what God gave me. In 2018, listen, will be a year of religious bondages and strongholds broken. There's that word bondage now. Stay with me. 2018 will be a year of religious bondages and strongholds broken. Religious and traditional barriers that have opposed the power and the manifestation of the kingdom of God, causing people to be held in bondage, will be toppled, demolished, and destroyed. I need about 7 more of y'all to clap with the 5 that are clapping right now. Hear me what I'm saying to you. God is looking out in the earth and he's not real happy, because his church has not recognized what our true assignment is about. He never intended that we would have all these various denominations that have created these barriers and caused many to think one way and many another, and to side ourselves against one another. It will be the year of religious bondages and strongholds broken. Religious and traditional barriers that have opposed the power of God and the manifestation of the kingdom of God, causing people to be held in bondage. They will be toppled, demolished, and destroyed. There are believers who love God, but just haven't walked in the power of God. They're not able to receive the healing that's available to them because they're in a denomination that says that's been done away with. They're in a position where they're hearing the word, but they're not hearing the word of the kingdom. They're hearing the word of a denomination, and it's causing them to be held in bondage. I'm telling you, in 2018, God is going to set some folk free. And I'm not talking about the unsaved. I'm talking about in the church. I'm talking about in the body of Christ, those that made their way into the kingdom but stopped at the door, stopped at the gate, not recognizing that it's not that banner over you, that denomination over you, that tradition over you, that God has intended. It will be the year of the breaking of bondages and strongholds, minds being set free, thinking changed. When John came, that's all he was talking about. Change the way you think. Repent. Change the way you think. Change the way. We're going to see a great repentance come to the body of Christ. There's going to be those who have thought one way for a long time, and God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to deal with them, touch them. And they're going to begin to recognize, I thought I was right, but now I know I'm wrong. I've been wondering why I'm not seeing this in my life. I'm not seeing that in my life. God is coming in the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the year of kingdom expansion. The second thing that I want to share with you is 2018 will be a year of breaking habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. There will be a release of unprecedented grace for strategic assignments. I'm talking about partnerships that will achieve victory in areas that have been where there's been a struggle. And in that, I'm talking about time. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about finances. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about a better management of our time. Breaking the habits and patterns that have caused us to not be as productive as we could be. It will be a year of breaking habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive in the area of our health. We can no longer live in a place where we're crying out for God to do this, take care of us, when we're not taking care of ourselves. 2018 is going to be the year that God Himself is going to begin to deal with some things, to break habits and patterns. You and I will be arrested in the middle of putting something in our mouths. Getting rid of some of the stuff we eat, some of the stuff we drink. But then we find ourselves still crying out for health and wholeness. And God says, if you do your part, I've already done my part. See, that's the key. I've already done my part. I've already done my part. I did it over 2,000 years ago. Now, if you would just align yourself with me. Now, I'm back to that number 10. If you will step into a place of responsibility concerning you, you can get that weight off of you. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm just telling the truth. You can get that weight off of you. You don't have to have high blood pressure. You don't have to have diabetes. You don't have to be on this drug or this drug. If you will allow the Holy Spirit to be who He's supposed to be in your life, He will help you. He will help you. He's come to be our helper. He is our helper. And everything that you and I know to be the best that God has for us, I'm telling you, in 2018, there's an unprecedented grace to step into it. God will bring individuals into your world. He'll bring individuals into your life to help you to walk it out so that you and I can be the representation of what the kingdom truly looks like. I was with a family yesterday. Just ran into them at a Panera with my daughter Leslie and one of the gentlemen. We hadn't seen each other for years, and he said to me, "He said, Pastor John, you look exactly the same." He said, "You look exactly the same you did when I met you." I said, "Man, it's the goodness of God. It's the grace of God. I'm doing all I know to do because He's done all He had to do. I'm doing all I know to do because He's done His part." And I'm saying that to you. Now, just come on. Just take a moment. Just pause. Take a deep breath. I know this is feeling a little tight right now. I can tell. Y'all good? Y'all good? Because, see, this is a mature word for us. It's a mature word for us. I mean, I could talk to you about houses and cars and more money and those kind of things, but that's a given. The Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added." That's a given, y'all. Amen. That's the least place you should have to use your faith for. 2018 will be a year of breaking habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. There will be a release of unprecedented grace for strategic alignment, people coming into your life to help you walk in that place of victory. This is going to be a year of God allowing us to move forward in the area of our finances in successful ways that none of us could ever imagine. How many of you would say, I know God has more for me in the area of my finances. I know God's purpose to do more for me. I know that God has more for me. Well, guess what? This is going to be the year of breaking patterns and habits that keep us from walking in those places. And when God shows you what you need to do, shows us what we need to do, there's going to be grace to do it. And if you do it, I'm telling you, by this time at the end of 2018, some of you will stand on this platform and give incredible testimony of how God brought increase to your life, how God eliminated the debt in our lives that allow us to walk in the freedom and the liberty. That he has purpose for us to walk in as those in the kingdom. As those in the kingdom. 2018 will be a year of breaking habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. There will be a release of unprecedented grace for strategic assignments. Some of those strategic assignments will be in the relationships that God brings into our lives to help us in this season. Some of us, we just need the help. We just need the help. We just need the encouragement. But I would also say to you that it'll be in this year that for some of you, God will sever some relationships in order to move you further. Because sometimes you can be walking with somebody who just really doesn't want to go where you're going. But when you've purposed in your heart, it is all about the King and his kingdom, then you begin to allow him to order your steps. You allow him to bring you into the places of relationship. The next point that I want to make in 2018 will be a year of righteous judgment. It will be a year of the righteous judge executing judgment on matters that seem to have been unnoticed, untouched, or unaddressed. That which has opposed you, those who have opposed you, will now be judged and rendered powerless. I'm talking about the year of kingdom expansion, and this is how we'll see it happen. It will be a year of the righteous judge executing judgment on matters that have seemed to have been unnoticed, untouched, or unaddressed. That which has opposed you, those who have opposed you, will now be judged and rendered powerless. In 2018, there will be some divine reversals, meaning God is about to turn some things around on your behalf. God is about to bring some things full circle on your behalf. And make no mistake, if you are trying to do this right, there's always going to be somebody saying something about you. But God is handling that, and God will handle that. Sometimes we can walk through seasons of our lives where we look at a situation or we've been treated a certain way, and we just feel like there's no vindication. We feel like, God, you saw that and didn't do anything about it. You've been wronged, been taken advantage of. But in 2018, the righteous judge is going to judge the matter. And that which has opposed you and those who have opposed you, he will now silence them. And he will judge the matter. Why is this important? Because as we move into this year, again, I'm telling you, you will hear more about the kingdom of God than you've ever heard before. And you will begin to recognize that God has purpose to establish his kingdom as the greater emphasis, not the church. He never intended that the church would be the focal point, but that it be his kingdom. But as his church, we've been given the power and authority to operate in the earth because we're a part of the kingdom. 2018 will be a year of the righteous judge executing judgment on matters that have seemed to have been unnoticed, untouched, or unaddressed. That which has opposed you, those who have opposed you, will be judged and rendered powerless. Divine reversals. There's some things in the spirit that have worked against you, and God is shutting it down. Just three more. We said we're going to end about 9:30. I think we'll be right on time. In 2018, it will be a year of a new cycle. 10 plus 8, new season, new level. A new cycle of new beginnings. We will enter this year with a fresh sense of the grace to try and do new things again. Some doors will open for the first time. Other doors will open again for a second chance. 2018 is going to be a year of divine do-overs. It's going to be a year of divine do-overs. I know you may have thought like, man, that ain't ever coming around again. But I'm telling you, in 2018, it's a new cycle of new beginnings. What do I mean? It's not just the new beginning. Now, it's at a whole nother place. It's at a whole nother realm. It's exponential now. And if you can set your height and your faith to believe, I'm telling you that doors are going to open. There's going to be some doors that open for the very first time, but there's going to be some doors that open again, doors that you had opportunity and for whatever reason didn't go through that door, that chance is going to come to you again. My encouragement to you, when it comes the second time, you run on through that door whether you're ready or not. You run on through that door whether you're ready or not. One of the things that I have found with God is that He often does things when we feel least prepared. He's doing things when we feel inadequate. It's just the way that He works. A new cycle of new beginnings. It's not just the same thing over. No, it's in a different place now. But there's going to be a grace that will help you sense what's happening. Go into 2018 with fresh eyes. Go into 2018 with fresh eyes. No matter where things are right now, purpose to go into 2018 with fresh eyes. As a matter of fact, just take your hands right now and put them on your eyes. Come on. Come on. Come on, say this with me. Father, anoint my eyes that between tonight when I lay down and when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to see differently. I'm not just going to see with natural eyes. I'm going to see with spiritual eyes. And I thank you in 2018, I'm going to see some things that I've never seen before. Because I purpose to see through eyes of the Spirit. I purpose to see from your perspective. And so wash my eyes now from dullness. Wash my eyes from dullness of the past. Wash my eyes from what I used to see. And help me to see afresh and anew. I thank you for new eyesight, clear eyesight, accurate eyesight. I thank you that from this evening forward, I will see and I will not miss what you do. And I declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now come on and bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Just two more to go. 2018 will be a year of new order. Say new order. Come on, say it again. New order. We will be required to establish and allow the Holy Spirit to establish in us order that will be evidenced in how we conduct ourselves and handle our responsibilities. 2018 will be a year of new order. Say new order. We will be required. Now I'm talking now. This is the establishing now of that place of the one and the eight. Not just new beginnings, new cycle, but it's going to take new order. We will be required to establish and allow the Holy Spirit to establish in us order that will be evidenced in how we conduct ourselves and handle our responsibilities. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Years ago, the Lord brought to us the word order before increase. And I believe that even now, he is speaking that new order. New order. For if we are going to walk in the expansion of his kingdom and play our part in what he's doing, it can't be business as usual. It cannot be business as usual. Now, even as I'm talking to you, I need you to know I'm talking to myself. I heard this message first. And I didn't edit it. I didn't say, man, I ain't gonna say that because that means me too. No, I got this message first. Say new order. It will require us to establish and allow the Holy Spirit to establish in us order that will be evidence in how we conduct ourselves and handle our responsibilities. I want to encourage you because as we move into 2018, and I'm telling you this because this is what I know for myself, the Holy Spirit is saying, son, it's going to take a new order now. See, we can live in the place of order before increase. But I'm telling you, in this season and in this year of kingdom expansion, some of the stuff is going to push you. And that leads me to my last point for tonight. In 2018, it will be a year of divine order. Say divine order. Come on, say divine order. We will be required to walk in greater levels of responsibility and discipline as God establishes his divine kingdom order through his body, through his church in the earth. You see, there is order before increase, but there's also order because of increase. And what I want to end is simply saying this. We are running out of time. We are running out of time. And God's not going to let this hinge on a body of believers who either weren't willing to get it or just didn't want to line up, didn't want to set aside certain things in order, Pastor Admin, to step into that place. He's saying, now I'm going to release it whether you're ready or not. And then I will compel you. I will bring you into a place of order because of increase. And the reason why it's so important is because there are people dying. There are people struggling. Today in our service, we had a couple here. And they were here the whole service and they enjoyed the service. And a young man came up to me. His name was Chris. And I hugged him and I said, good to have you with us. He said, I just needed to be here. He said, I'm in an AA program and I'm trying to work and get myself together. He said, and my girlfriend and I, she's working her way through some situations, he said, and we just knew we needed to be at church. He said, and I knew about this church because I come to the AA meetings that are here. He said, and we were gonna go somewhere else, but we just decided we're just gonna come here. I said, I'm so glad you came here, Chris. Amen. I'm so glad you came here. And we had the opportunity to minister to that couple. I prayed with him, but then I looked at some of our team praying as well. But I'm looking and I'm thinking, God, this place should be full.
Yes.
Because we have come into alignment with the kingdom. Not one church versus another church. I know this is live streaming, but there shouldn't be two names on the building.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
It should be one that represents a most powerful expression of the kingdom of God in existence. Whether you're black or white, yellow or purple or green, you can come in here and your needs will be met, because when you step in here, you're stepping into the expansion of the kingdom of God. And whatever your need is, God is well able to meet it. God is well able to meet it. The increase is on its way. And God says, I'm not waiting for you to get in order. It's going to show up and it's going to push you into order. Amen. It's going to push you into order. We are being pushed into a place of order. I am being pushed into a place of order. I have more meetings this week than I've had in a very long time, because God is saying, I'm pushing you into a place of order. You must be more responsible with your time. You must be in the right place at the right time, because now he has purpose to establish and to expand his kingdom. And wherever you find yourself, your job is your territory. You may not like your job. Get yourself together as long as you on that job, because promotion will not come if that's the assignment God has for you till you can get excited about it. There's no biding time for full-time ministry. Your ministry is right where you're at. That's the message that airs. It's not on this platform. It's not behind this podium. It's the kingdom of God in operation, and it's believers all over the place. In Norwood on city council.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We raised her that way.
Amen.
We raised her to think that way. That you can be anything that's in your heart to do, even if nobody else thinks that of you. If you're thinking it, it's a good probability. It's because that's what God put on the inside of you.
Amen. Amen.
And you don't need affirmation all the time. You don't need affirmation. Affirmation is good, but you don't need it all the time. Jesus would have never got to the cross if he was living by affirmation. A year divine order. You and I will be required to walk in greater levels of responsibility and discipline as God establishes his divine order through his body, through his church in the earth. Order because of increase. Let me give you just a simple kind of analogy that helps you get what I'm talking about. How many of y'all played the lottery? Thank you for being honest. Some of y'all are like, Mike, what? No. If you hit, just tithe, okay? Make sure you tithe and sow some real good seed. Now, we're not promoting that. Stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. I'm talking about order because of increase. How many of you heard the stories of people who won the lottery and squandered it? Win the Powerball, but then years later, it's all gone. It's because they didn't understand the principle of order because of increase. As a matter of fact, they didn't have in place what they needed in order to manage that which came. That really is the analogy of order before increase. But what I'm talking to us about now is order because of increase. Because I hear God say, I'm only giving you a little more time before it happens anyway. And you will be forced to come into order to steward what I'm about to bring to you.
Amen.
For the heart of the Father is this: all who are mine will be mine. All who are mine will be mine. 2018, the year of kingdom expansion. That expansion is not just out here. It's here. This will be the year for you and I to have our capacity increased, expanded even more. For some of you, that's why 2017 was what it was. Now, I'm not going to say it was bad. I'm just saying, some of y'all, you already have increased capacity because what God's purpose to do in 2018. You're more ready than you think you are. I know I've said a lot tonight. It's always my intention to bring a word that compels us to press into it. Not just preach a message that sends us out happy, but gives you something that you can press into for yourself, and God will make clear to you how it applies to you.